They opened the box in Boston last night, a 1795 time capsule which Samuel Adams and Paul Revere, among others, first placed under the cornerstone of the Massachusetts State House in Boston more than two centuries ago. The Takeaway's WGBH producer Liz Ross was at the official opening of the time capsule at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts last night, along with Pam Hatchfield, the museum's conservator. They both join us. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So let's just first get an idea of what you were all able to rummage around in. Here's Michael Como, who's executive director of the State Archives of Massachusetts.
Primarily we're looking at coins, various coins from both eras. There's some newspapers, some newsprint from the 1855 discovery. There's a medal, a commemorative medal for George Washington that was struck in England, I believe in 1794. That was put in 1795 when the laying of the original cornerstone. There's an impression of the Massachusetts State Seal. There was a title page of a transcription of the governor and company's records of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. And then, of course, there's the plate.
The plate? Liz, what was it like to look at all that stuff? And what's he talking about with the plate there?
Yes, it was really fascinating. The setting for all of this was really just perfect last night. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick was among the many guests ushered into this Art of the Americas wing at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts. And it's in this gallery where you'll find portraits of some of the very people who created this time capsule back in 1795. In the first place, you know, portraits hanging there of former Governor Sam Adams and patriot Paul Revere. And there were just these amazing things that were being probed by Pam Hatchfield, the museum's conservator. The very last thing that she brought out was this silver plate, which was really more like a plaque. And it was definitely the highlight of this whole unveiling. It was the last item, as I said, that she brought out of the box. And it was on one of the original relics that was placed into the cornerstone of the State House back on July 4th, 1795.
You know, historians are sometimes divided about this kind of stuff. They sometimes value the everyday objects, maybe the toothbrushes of 1795 over ceremonial objects like this. Where do you come down?
Well, if I had Paul Revere's toothbrush, I would certainly admire it greatly and take as good care of it as I would the plaque and the coins. I think they each, all of these objects, tell a very different part of our own history, and they connect us with our history in different ways. So whereas the average person may not be so fascinated in exactly the wording of what's on that plaque, the average person probably is quite interested in seeing Paul Revere's toothbrush.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Sounding very much like an average person, but certainly not. Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin, by statute, actually is the custodian of this time capsule. Here's what it sounded like when he was there last night.
I think people are excited because it's a way of touching history. You know, they've heard of these historical figures, and now you're seeing artifacts that they actually placed there. So I think that's what makes it so special.
So, Liz, did you feel that you were touching history last night?
I really did. It was really just a momentous occasion. I mean, I wasn't born here, but being there last night, it was just, you know, it was really exciting. And, you know, just interviewing Secretary Galvin after the unveiling, you know, as you remember when we had him on the show last month, his biggest concern was really about the state of everything inside this capsule. He was worried that things were going to have deteriorated, have been damaged. And he was just so excited for him. It was such a big relief just to learn that everything was, you know, in really good shape with these artifacts. And it was just exciting to see that.
Did you have a moment, Liz, where you were worried that there might be some anti-British graffiti in there that, you know, nana, something like that, that would cause you to feel maybe a little bad about the whole thing?
But there sort of was with this pine tree shilling.
Nice.
This dates back to 1652. And Pam could probably fill you in a bit more about the significance of this, but this was definitely one of those sort of aha moments, wasn't it, Pam?
Well, the pine tree shilling was definitely placed there as a very strong statement that the United States considered themselves an independent entity, or they were growing into an independent entity. So that was certainly a very strong statement.
Great stuff. Well, I'm very jealous of both of you, Liz Ross and Pam Hatchfield. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Liz Ross, producer for The Takeaway at WGBH, our partner station up in Boston, and Pam Hatchfield, Museum of Fine Arts Conservator there in Boston.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving. With brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program, performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.